From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A day after being accused of barbarous attacks in Syria, Russia blamed remarks by United Nations ambassadors from the United States and Britain for hurting the peace process there. The accusations against Russia were made Sunday during an urgent UN Security Council meeting held to discuss deadly attacks by Syrian and Russian planes on the rebel-held portion of the city of Aleppo. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin justified the attack, saying what he called terrorists had used a recent ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. He insisted that Russia is not giving up on finding a political resolution to the crisis in Syria. Syria's foreign minister said Monday that the ceasefire is still viable. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and a guerrilla movement known as the FARC is to be signed Monday. The signing brings to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over a disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters that Japan is watching Chinese military activity and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait, east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. Iran says it has released a retired female Canadian-Iranian professor who had been detained on what were called security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman, quoted by the official IRNA news agency, said Homa Hudfar was released on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University, outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled in October. The two candidates are locked in a tight national contest, with political surveys showing Clinton with a slight edge. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the United States increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. FBI officials point out that the number of crimes is still far below what it was in the 1990s when crime peaked. Crime had been declining in the U.S. for the last 2 years. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship, equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare, joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation on the East Sea. Admiral Brad Cooper, who is the commander of U.S. naval forces in Korea, said the joint naval drill was organized to showcase the resolve of the American military to defend its ally against what he called North Korea's unprovoked acts of aggression. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that came from chickens and has made 10 people in Denmark sick. The infection is called MRSA, a staph infection that is sometimes fatal. Superbugs do not respond to commonly prescribed antibiotics. The rise of superbugs is blamed on the routine use of antibiotics in the food of farm animals. A study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases says drug-resistant bacteria can be passed up the food chain to humans. Former South Sudanese First Vice President Riek Machar has called for an armed struggle against the government of President Salva Kiir. That call may signal the renewal of the country's civil war. The statement came over the weekend following a meeting in Khartoum of Machar's Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition. The movement signed a peace accord with South Sudan's government in August 2015, but implementation was delayed and largely fell apart in July. The Attorney General of the Mexican state of Michoacan said a priest was found dead Sunday. He is the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within a week. Authorities say Jose Alfredo Lopez Guillen, who had been missing since late last Monday, was found dead on a highway. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.